quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with Riley County Commission Chairman Ron Wells. If you have any questions or comments, 785-537-1350. We're still awaiting any questions and phone calls about carpentry and or car issues. So first segment, we were talking a lot about some of the issues with the state funding and especially some of the demand transfer losses that the state hasn't been funding in a while. And that kind of ties into our next segment a little bit when we're talking about some issues that you guys are dealing with when it comes to a lot of our emergency services. And it seems to me it's getting to the point just where town growth and the growth that especially is expected within the 10 years, this is kind of that point where it's time to kind of match our emergency services with that growth.
Yes, absolutely it is. And then we're, of course, Via Christi is ambulance service isn't their thing, and they've been very, very good to Raleigh County in doing the billing and supporting our ambulance service. But ultimately, I'm afraid that we may be looking at consolidating the EMS, ambulance, and rural fire. And matter of fact, starting to view some property that may work for that, but that'll come later down the road as far as any announcements. But the fire, ambulance, and EMS service would be expensive to set up a new facility and have your operators and everything. Right now, we're working with the city right now on the EMS ambulance, or excuse me, EMS move, which we could still have details to iron out if that comes to fruition, because we may have to go ahead and just do a consolidation and put it in county-owned facilities. Because if the way it's looking right now, if we do the thing with the city and the fire department building, 20 years, K-State could use that land for another purpose. I mean, we could invest $1 million or $2 million and wind up not having anything down the road, in 20 years or so, which is a possibility. If we do it in a county building, it's going to be county forever. And I think that's probably a smart thing to do, but we've got a lot of decisions to make in the next couple of months. We have budget coming up. All these things will have to be budgeted for. We have that radio system. We are, fortunately, making quite a bit of headway. We're doing real well on the shooting range. So it'll look like we'll hopefully have that done yet this month or next. And then all we'll be looking at is structure for some training facilities for RCPD. But these things all take money, and that's, once again, that's why I got started on this when I found out all this money was missing, because this would pay for this, plus reduce the mill levy. The radio system is going to be very expensive. As you know, you sit in the meetings, as you learned, there's only two companies that take care of that. One of these years, the county clerk's going to need new voting machines, not inexpensive. And so it's just...
I think that price tag's pretty close to like the radio system price tag in a lot of ways.
I think it's closer to like $1 million maybe. I don't think it's that anywhere near what the radio system is. Okay. But those things all cost money, and I know I hear from people, well, why do we need that? And I go back to the one individual 2 years ago thought that we should just use hearses for ambulances. And I've explained
You mentioned that to me before. That's
and I've explained
a great
in great
story,
detail
please.
Why not.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it depends on whether I'm the one laying out there with a heart attack or in the ditch or whatever, or if it's him. But no, realistically, we want Raleigh County to remain one of the top counties in the state of Kansas, a good place to live. Unfortunately, with 27-28% tax exempt, it puts a lot of pressure on us, and that's another reason why I'm on this state thing. Leave our money alone. Back in the old days, what I would have done is just not sent the money in the first place. Well, you can't do that. There'd be probably a lawyer coming after you. And
right.
So, yeah.
The state can do it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's just a one-way street.
Right.
Recently, though, the state has added 6 miles of roadway on us for service. They tried to sign over 3 bridges. So far, we've refused to accept them because they didn't put the polymer overlays on them. They said, well, we don't have the money. Well, what the polymer overlay does is make sure that bridge deck's going to last 50 years. And we put it on all of our bridges, and we require that. And they figure once they dump the bridges on us, it's our problem. And so I wouldn't sign off on it. And then another bridge happens to go over Union Pacific Railroad, and these bridges have to be inspected every 2 years. To inspect one on a railroad takes an act of Congress and a lot of money. And so,
and I assume the county would be on the hook for those.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So currently, we haven't accepted those. I don't know what's going to happen in the long run, you know, because the state trumps typically. And we'll have to find out on that. But, yeah, it's a tough road to hoe, Brady, in the county commission. Like I say, we put in a lot of time, a lot of hours. Ben's on another board, was assigned another board yesterday on food production and the servicing, you know, the amount of food people get here with the 13,000 people that in Raleigh County worry about where they're going to get their food and stuff. And I was looking at the North Central Kansas Regional Juvenile Detention Facility board, sitting on that. And when I was looking at all these boards and things that we have to do every day, I spoke at three organizations last week. I'm remembering back to this one person from East of here that called in, well, you know, it only takes an hour, you know, made fun of me for when I was talking about the amount of hours a week we put in. We actually put them in, and I know so far haven't seen that person follow me, so I don't know how they would know, but as you well know, you attend a lot of these meetings, intergovernmental and stuff, and not a single one of them is 1 hour. I mean, the shortest one would be city, county, county, and the last one ran about an hour and a half. Plus, you got to drive there and drive back. So,
actually, I think that don't you hold the record for the shortest Riley County Commission meeting? I think that was about an hour.
I think
that was
yeah, I think I did. Yeah.
We, yeah. I yeah, think that's the shortest you're able to go.
That's been a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But that's kind of a... compensating for the time when we get into budget then. And then, of course, the health board meetings are in the evening for the public. And so we put in our time, and the commissioners work very well, despite what you might read in the press. You know, it's there's been a lot of embellishment, and which is I just tell them if they want to see what's actually going on to look at KMAN's site, and I think you do a stupendous job on writing the articles. And I always compare the two, and so I know for accuracy why this is where I would go.
I appreciate that, and we're always glad to go. And, you know, I think the other thing a lot of people don't understand as far as, and even at the city level too, this is a very unique, unique city, unique region where you have so many moving parts going on.
Absolutely.
At the same time. You got the university, you got Fort Riley, you got all the other organizations and county entities. There's... It's more than just the county commission. You have all the committees that go down from there. Same with the city
correct.
Level. So there's a lot to take in the law board. And kind of going back to the emergency fire and emergency services, when you're talking about consolidating those, does it kind of help that, as far as on the law enforcement side, we do have a consolidated law enforcement.
Yes.
Does that kind of help as kind of a model to maybe look at in some ways as far as how to do some of that stuff?
Not for me. I'm... hoping, well, I can't say to do a better job. What I mean is it's unique. It has a separate set of challenges. So it's unlike the RCPD, which is joining a city and county. And these are, of course, be county agencies. The problem's going to be is we've been very fortunate to have Pat Collins, who wears many, many, many hats, puts in many, many, many hours. I don't think we're going to be able to find someone to do that.
It's a tough guy to replace. No,
absolutely. It can't be done with one. And so it's going to be in a building and dispatch and billing. So it's going to cost money. We're hoping in our case we can recoup more on our billing on the ambulance because I think percent-wise we're supposed to be able to aggressively collect more than probably what they do because they're running a hospital also. They have a lot of hats to wear too. So we think we can collect more money from insurance. And looks like we have a call, Brady.
We do. Caller, you are on In Focus.
Hi. I heard you speaking about Pat Collins. And I remember when Pat Collins started working at Riley County. I'm an ex-retired county employee, worked with him for many years. And, you know, you don't pay that man enough money. I know there's all the talk about budget and everything, but like you said, the many hats he wears and the more responsibility he will probably take on in the future, you really should consider his salary and how much you pay him and what a great job that man does and the hours he puts in.
Is Pat by you right now, just out of curiosity?
No.
Oh, no, okay.
No, he's not here. He didn't ask me to make this call or anything. But as I say, I worked with him off and on for a lot of years. I've always admired his job ethic and how he gets things done. And you have a lot of county employees that, you know, really deserve more money. And I know some of the public probably doesn't like to hear me say that because, well, I don't want to raise our taxes and pay more. But, you know, people that do a good job deserve it. And out in the private sector, they might get other perks that they don't get working for county government. I know sometimes over the years I was a little envious of other people. But in the long run, I still enjoyed my job. I did it the best I could, and I knew Pat always does the best he can. And you guys seem to be doing pretty well yourselves, so thank you very much, and I'll hang up and let you have at it.
Well, thank you very much for the call. I agree. Like I say, I'm a lifetime person. I've been here 72 years and have known the Collins family. But Pat really amazed me even before I became county commissioner because of the amount of time, hours, and dedication. And that it's a rare person that takes it upon himself to go way above and beyond because they're driven. They enjoy, they love the job, they love the work. And I've always kind of felt that way myself when I've done the different jobs and things, is I always put myself into it too. So I can kind of appreciate what Pat's going through. And if you get compensation, that's fine, which we do compensate him. You're right about the county employees. I try to impress that upon people when they talk about the salaries. Many departments, we're down a person or two, but our employees come in. When I get down there a half hour before the meeting, they're already there, and they're there when I leave. Our employees work hard, and they're somewhat kind of like a family. They'll help each other. If one department is short, they work together real well. And so right now, the county commissioner, I'm very, very fortunate because I know, talking to other counties, a number of counties, they can't believe how we operate because they have a lot of infighting, friction between departments. The department heads jealous, and we don't have that here in Riley County. Right now, the people we have, unfortunately, some are at the age where they can retire. I just hold my breath. I beg them to wait 3 more years, and when I'm gone, then they can retire. So, because right now, it makes my life easier to have people you can count on. It's expensive to break in new people.
That's a good spot to end for this segment. Let's go ahead and go into our second break of the hour here with Riley County Commission Chairman Ron Wells. Think of those car questions, people, and call us back on the other side. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.